Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Jerome Corsi on the North American Union, on his view on these unions and what's happening. It's all coming up with Dr. Jerome Corsi, then Lindsey Williams. I haven't even gotten to that audio clip of Lindsey Williams predicting yet, but I'll do that ahead of Williams coming on in the next hour, but we did find the clip, the crew did. Look, there's a lot of problems with what Michael Moore is saying. He's saying that people's wealth in America is a national resource. The problem is the globalists are offshore and above the law, and they fool the general public into wanting socialism, and in every case, socialism's created, and the money is then conduited offshore to the bankers who openly lobby for it. They're not free market. They're robber baron criminals that come in and lobby government to create a social system to get people domesticated so they can use that domesticated mass to go menace the rest of the economy and the rest of the middle class and the nouveau riche into paying more and more taxes that the lion's share of go to the select defense contractors, banks, and insurance companies. And then chicken feeds given to the servile, dumbed-down mass minions. Now, that's very simple. If you can't understand that, I'm sorry. Because I got emails and stuff and saw some comments on the website even, people saying, why are you bashing Michael Moore? Well, gee, he's a hypocrite. He's been caught owning all these big defense stocks over and over again while he bashes them. I wouldn't own any of those stocks. I don't own any biometric prison stocks. I own no stock because it's all a fraud. That's my moral decision. I'm not on some high horse, but he runs around. It's like Rush Limbaugh saying minimum sentences for cocaine. If you get caught with cocaine or heroin, minimum 15-year sentence. Then he's caught with synthetic heroin and commits massive felonies, and if some street kid got caught with it, 15 years in prison, nothing happens to him. Nothing should have happened to you. You had a back injury. You got addicted. It's a disease. We shouldn't make it illegal and send you to prison, college for criminals. I shouldn't have to pay to put you in there, Mr. Libertarian Limbaugh. Okay? I feel sorry for you, but don't be a big fat hypocrite like the self-propelled blubber butt. And people are like, don't be a hypocrite, Alex, you're a little overweight. Oh, really? I'm a little overweight, folks? I'm about 20 pounds overweight. I'm not in great shape, but I can run 2 miles. I can bench press 300 pounds. I got a little bitty beer belly. I'm not 600 pounds like him. I'm 230 pounds. It doesn't matter what I look like, though. I ought to gain 500 pounds. I don't care. The point is he's psychically a blubber butt, feeding off of the trough. And he sits there. He sits there in everybody's face saying, the bankers, it's our money. Yes, it's our money. But is he calling for auditing the Fed? Is he calling for writing off the $1.5 quadrillion that we don't owe? No. He's calling for increased taxes, which is exactly what the Democrats and the bankers and the head of the Federal Reserve has called for higher taxes. Bernanke, all of them. That's what they want. I mean, here's the news articles right here. Socialist Storm Bank of America called for taxes. And it's the SEIU, NPA, and DNC, Democratic Socialist of America, openly working for George Soros and Obama. And they go take over a Bank of America and say, it's the bankers, it's the bankers. And they know that 99% of Americans are angry at the bankers, left or right, they're awake. So it's a bait and switch. People go, yeah, get them. Their answer is raise taxes. The very banker heads are lobbying for that because they're going to get the money. You think these disheveled, poor, well-meaning union people and government workers, do you think they are going to get any of the cream? No. You're not going to get the government contracts like George Soros' $250 million deal in alternative energy programs that Obama's serving out. And who's on the board of this new company? Madeleine Albright and all these other fat cats that helped set up the energy policy? You idiots. Hey, people at SCE, you know, with these unions, you wanted jobs? You shouldn't have let your union bosses get behind NAFTA and GATT. And same thing for you moron mainline conservatives. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us in a few minutes to get into the latest huge North American Union developments. You notice folks in the last 3-4 years got really angry about it, so the globalists played possum while building their system like termites in the walls of your house. Now the whole house is falling down. That's coming up. Lindsey Williams called it from his inside Big Three oil company, former CEO of $150 to $200 oil in the next 6 months. And now that's mainstream news. They're predicting within 2 months, $150 or even higher. This is absolutely incredible what's happening. That's coming up in a moment because I want to play a clip of Lindsey Williams before we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Ahead of Williams joining us. But before I go any further, this radio broadcast is listener supported. We're not funded by the Ford Foundation, by George Soros, or the Koch brothers, or News Corp. We're funded by our sponsors and you, the listeners. Plus, my videos, my books, the books and videos we carry, the Patriot ball caps, the T-shirts. It's about meeting like-minded people. It's about spreading the info war at a time that people have never been more ready to wake up. The mighty harvest of awakening is happening. Visit InfoWars.com for the ball caps, the T-shirts, the V for Victory bumper stickers, the Draft Ron Paul T-shirts, the V for Victory, You Are the Resistance T-shirts, all the different ball caps. Every order gets a free citizen rule book with Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, and other white Al-Qaeda type material that the government says is so evil in the Mayak report. We also are the exclusive distributor of the new book that's about to start shipping next week, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Such a powerful new book, available at Infowars.com. By Mark Dice, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, the film I produced by Jason Burmish. The New World Order on trial. For the first time ever, the secret agenda of the planet's ruthless superclass is exposed in stark detail. This documentary chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government. Learn how the global oligarchy controls the populace through drug trafficking, money laundering, staged terror attacks, and media propaganda and debt. It goes on and on. Get it all discounted at Infowars.com. The geoengineering film. Notice now USA Today admits the White House is chemtrailing us to save us from global warming, but details are classified. Oh, thought none of this existed. Well, this film covers it all. What in the world are they spraying? Again, all orders, get a free citizen rule book and bumper stickers with it, and we need your support at Infowars.com so we can continue to expand and be a platform for all these other great activists and researchers and liberty lovers like Ron Paul and Lord Monckton and Dr. Stan Monteith and just countless others that we have on this radio broadcast. You can also call toll-free to ask about combos and specials. We've got some of my films as low as $4.95 a piece. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. But there's just such a great online video / Patriot Apparel store online, and you vote with your dollars for what you support, so help fill our war chest with treasure and get powerful info treasure in return and spread it to the four winds, air the films on Access TV, make copies of all my documentary films, continue to ram them down the throat of the New World Order. We are destroying the enemy every day and gaining ground on them, and they are scared, and we can feel the blood running out of them. Now, we're going to Dr. Jerome Corsi here in a moment with Obama's signature creates continental perimeter, move described as key step in advance of North American Union. We also are going to get into more and more bizarre mainstream articles. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. That's out of the Ottawa Citizen. That's consummated by this deal 2 weeks ago by Lord Obama. Now 3 weeks ago on February 7th, that Corsi wrote about at WorldNet Daily. That is coming up. Also, warning of food riots in the U.K. We told you that 8 years ago. It's all been planned. But first, I want to get Corsi's take on Lindsay Williams, who had Ken Fromm, the head of Atlantic Richfield, tell him 5 months ago as he was dying of cancer that oil would go to 150 to 200 with a staged globalist, George Soros-style revolution. Doesn't mean the revolution isn't real. It's just triggered by the globalist to drive up oil prices, kill the Arabs financially, then killing the dollar. Now you see Wall Street Journal saying the end of the dollar is here. Oh, it's a good thing. That's like saying, oh, you got brain cancer. That's a good thing. We're going to get Dr. Corsi, who's also really an economics expert's take on that. But so he can hear Lindsay Williams from October 21st on this show. He went into a lot more detail, but I'll play a short clip of it because Lindsay Williams is joining us next hour. Here is that clip of him laying it out, not just from Ken Fromm, who died a month later, but from his other, and I know the man's name, and we've actually called him, I'll leave that out of it, so is Dr. Monteith, who is an even bigger CEO of a big three, confirmed it and laughed with pleasure and said, you go ahead and tell the slaves there's nothing they can do to stop us. And now exactly what he told Pastor Williams is now happening. Here's that clip.
With their crude oil prices, this means that their program is on schedule. They're doing exactly what they've been telling me over these years they were going to do. Here it is. Here's the price. Crude oil is going back to $150 to $200 a barrel. Gasoline at the gas pump will be $4 to $5 a gallon. This is going to contrive massive inflation. Can you imagine what this is going to do to airline fares for the airlines? I know they're making money right now. They're one of the most viable businesses in America. Can you imagine what this is going to do to the trucks and freight line prices? Can you imagine what this will do to the grocery store and the hardware store?
Okay, it goes on and on. Meanwhile, the Fed is oblivious, saying there's no inflation. Inflation's rearing up everywhere. It's triggering many of the riots that the globalists then are using Dr. Corsi, what's your take on my last five-minute rant and Lindsey Williams' prediction, one of many, coming true with precision?
Well, I hope you'll – I've got great respect for Lindsey Williams. I hope you'll give him my best regards when he's on in the next segment. I really agree that we're headed – you know, I predicted when I wrote Black Gold Stranglehold that we would hit $100 a barrel oil. That was about in 2005, and that prediction was ridiculed then. We hit $148 a barrel in July 2008, and I agree with Lindsey Williams, we're headed back to that level. We'll be lucky if it doesn't go higher than $148 a barrel.
Now, what's your view, before we shift gears into the main reason you're here, North American Union, on what's happening in the Middle East? You notice it's all the key choke points on the waterways, and we know George Soros' people are in there, Google's in there, NSA, MI6, SAS. I mean, there's no – and CNN's hailing it. Glenn Beck's being criticized for staying at staged. Dr. Corsi, what's your view on this?
Well, and I agree with you. Look, the George Soros funding of – causes around the world against the United States are notorious. And the manipulation of oil, which is being done by OPEC, the globalists have manipulated oil for a long time. Barack Obama, if you recall, when he campaigned, said he welcomed the high price of oil because he thought he'd move people to green energies. I think really Barack Obama had the globalist agenda in heart, and that is he knew that it would devastate the United States economy, high prices of oil and natural gas, that it would destroy industrial activity and push us back into a, you know, agency or Agenda 21 type low growth, if not population decline pattern, which the globalists have wanted for decades. We've got abundant natural gas and oil here in the United States, offshore, in Alaska. I've maintained for a long time that oil is abiotic. It's not dinosaur soup. It's not created by fossils.
Well, we know now that's being proven. You're not just you writing about it a decade ago with all the scientists you interviewed, but now all the oil wells, most of them around the world, keep filling back up.
And look how deep they are. Look at this Deepwater Horizon, which blew with such tremendous pressure. In the Gulf
it was almost
of
through the crust.
Right, and we were down, you know, there 5, 6, 7 miles below the surface of the water. Were the Russians, the Soviets at the end of World War II knew that oil was a deep energy resource, that it was not created by sedimentary rock. You know, it's not the case that all the dinosaurs herded in Saudi Arabia and died in a big heap at the end of the Mesozoic era. You know, underneath the oil.
No, the crust is just thinner there, so it's easier to get at.
Yeah, right. They decided they were going to precede the elephants, so they decided to go to the great hunting ground and to die all in the big heap. That's not how we got oil in the Middle East. If you take a look at the studies of the bedrock fractures underneath the oil fields in Saudi Arabia, the oil fields are right on top of the bedrock fractures. That's where the oil has seeped up from being created in the mantle of the earth and pools the sedimentary rocks. So we have abundant oil in the Gulf of Mexico. A great meteor hit that at the end of the Mesozoic era. We know that. It deeply fractured the bedrock of the Gulf, and the Gulf, as a result, is filled with oil. We're going to find abundant oil. Three-quarters of the world is filled with water. We've barely looked under the oceans for oil. You know, we'll be having nuclear batteries driving our cars before we ever come close to running out of oil. But yet, the globalists, the Barack Obamas of the world, the George Soroses do not want the United States of America to have abundant, cheap energy, which we could have. It's also a deep, dark secret that the oil companies fund the environmentalists, and they have a big game on. You know, British Petroleum has this big ad campaign, BP Beyond Petroleum. It's a joke that BP is beyond.
Well, they're creating artificial scarcity. It's just like George Soros gets the sweetheart deals with Obama. GE and Soros are the only ones allowed to build new power plants. All their competition gets shut down. That's just the mafia model, like the 1,040 health care waivers to their buddies who don't have to get the health care for their employees, an unfair trade advantage. This is just Chicago mafia system.
I agree. And, you know, look, also, what you've got going on, Alex, is that if people are convinced that oil is fossil fuel, there are only so many fossils, so there can only be so much oil. And that's where this whole conspiracy to make people think oil is rare starts.
Absolutely. Dr. Corsi, stay there. By the way, this is not an alternative theory about the amniotic oil. Okay, it's an absolute fact that oil does not come from dead dinosaurs. Okay? We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi to get into the North American Union.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Okay, we got about 25 minutes or so, or a little less, left with Dr. Corsi. This is a short segment, long one coming up, but I wanted to get into the main reason we have him here today so we can then hurry and get into the unions. But you know what? We'll get into the North American Union stuff in the next segment. In this short segment, let's get into the unions. Dr. Corsi, the way I see this is you've got the big mega banks that are openly globalists that have stolen trillions and trillions of dollars. They've gotten the government of the U.S. and other countries to sign on to their derivatives that admittedly we don't owe. And so now austerity is here. And so, just like a third world country, they're cutting the unions, they're cutting the government pay. But still, some of the unions are corrupt. They bet on the wrong globalist team. They certainly don't have a right to my money. And now Obama has his admitted controlled unions. And I have the news articles right here where SEIU went in, you know, and took over the Bank of America building. And they're calling for higher taxes. But then the taxes end up going to the bankers. And these poor, useful idiots think they're there, you know, Michael Moore saying 400 people have more money than the than 50% of the country. Yeah, but those 400 people are actually lobbying a lot of them to have the dumbed down horde come take the money from the other 49% plus that they're not talking about. I mean, this is such a simple equation that globalism gives out this chicken feed to have this domesticated mass to be used as a weapon to control the government, to make sure big government's there so crony capitalism can control things through government. What's your view on this?
Well, look, here's where I'm going to start. Your point about the unions is correct, and I come from a union family. My father was with the Brotherhood of Railroad Trainmen. He helped to create the United Transportation Union. The unions today are nothing what the unions were, you know, in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even 60s in the United States. Today, the unions are more or less kind of like they have on this kind of almost mafia kind of organized crime game. There's no collective bargaining. The unions get into power. They take over teachers. Let's say teachers in Wisconsin. And then they want it to be, you can't be a teacher unless you join the union. And the union's going to take part of your pay. That's your union dues. You don't have a choice. You pay your union dues. Then the union decides to put that money, good portion of it, into Democratic Party political campaigns. You have no choice about where your money goes into political campaigns.
And the Democrats give you an aft and get.
That's right, and the Democrats get into power, and then the Democratic governors vote to the unions more and more pay for their current benefits, pension benefits, whatever the union wants. Because, again, the governors, especially with pension benefits, know it's going to come out of some future generations and some other governor's budget. So the unions and the Democratic Party have in place this game, which holds hostage government employees. And you can't be part of the government employee racket unless you belong to the union racket. They're all confiscating the money through union dues, funding Democratic Party. This is a mafia game. If we're done in business, all these people would be put in jail for organizing a RICO racket.
And they're extorting the taxpayers.
That's right. Then they come back around. And Michael Moore was completely, I mean, if anybody has any doubt that this is headed towards socialism or outright communism, Michael Moore basically said, your money is mine. He said, you know, all the money in the world belongs to the state. The state can confiscate it, take it, and give it to the people. Well, if that idea ever worked in history, it'd be worth listening to. But all it is an idea that, you know, the thugs like Michael Moore and the others who organize the unions or rabble rouse to get the proletariat raised up. You know, there was never a poor communist at the top. They always stole the money, make sure they got their share, just like the union bosses. Find me a poor union boss.
But now they're trying to juxtapose themselves against the banksters. But the big banksters, they're the ones that created the big government to control things. And then you've got Obama sending his thugs in to protest against Bank of America when he's financed by them. It's totally staged.
Well, it's all staged because if you take a look at the money that goes in from Wall Street, this is another one of the, you know, Michael Moore ought to go to the Federal Election Commission and read the reports, because Wall Street largely funded Barack Obama. And anybody who has any mystery about that ought to realize that when it came time, Barack Obama paid back. He bailed out all of his buddies, especially Goldman Sachs. This is a big game on. Goldman Sachs has made trillions of dollars over the decades being in bed with big government and controlling the SEC. But this Madoff scam should make it clear to everybody that the SEC is and has always been in bed with whoever is controlling, stealing, cheating money out of Wall Street. It's a big game. It's a game that's to the detriment of the American people, the American economy. And the globalists and the people at the top want to manage this big money game. So Wall Street funds Barack Obama, and wink, wink, they deny it.
Amazing. Stay there. Let's come back and finish up on that, Dr. Corsi. Then I want to get into the big North American Union news while we got you here. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. He's at WorldNetDaily.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Dr. Jerome Corsi. What's happening is we're going into an engineered plan economy. It's a global corporate government, but it's not free market. So Republicans are taught if it's free market, if it's a corporation, it can do no wrong. But the corporations are acting like governments, coming in and taking over our governments, lobbying to have our farms and ranches shut down so big agribusiness has a monopoly. Passing environmental laws to shut down small industry so it can only operate in China, India, and Mexico. Operating so only General Electric gets the waivers for new coal-powered plants, openly to shut down the competition. That's the Enron plan. There's been more indictments over the pump-and-dump stuff with the plants. I mean, this is not our opinion. And when you read the SPP documents that Judicial Watch got, that Dr. Corsi went through in 2007, and other documents since, they said, look, we've got to integrate by stealth. It's covered in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, covered in his book, The Late Great USA. They said, and it was over 100 corporate CEOs, they're giving orders to the heads of the unelected bureaucracy. And they said, we'll use the flu as a way to integrate. We'll use terror threat. We'll use drug threat. We'll use economic collapse. And now, they never stopped building it in stealth. Now Obama has come out and signed the North American Union Security Perimeter. Dr. Corsi has written at length about this. And it's all part of the strategic corporate hijacking of the big mega corporations that are bigger than most governments, who have disdain for the free market. And as John D. Rockefeller said, competition is a sin. Competition is a sin, because he liked inside operations. Dr. Corsi, you've got the floor on this situation. We're still going into North American integration by stealth, and it looks like they've put the afterburners back on.
Well, they have. I mean, I wrote an article in WND. People aren't aware that Barack Obama met with Prime Minister Stephen Harper. They agreed on February 4th. They signed a Beyond the Border bilateral declaration. It created a North American continental perimeter. This was one of the chief goals of the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. And then I also wrote my Red Alert newsletter, and people now can get the Red Alert newsletter free. I'm a managing director at Guilford Securities in New York. I'm still very actively involved in the securities industry. GuilfordSecurities.com. You can get Red Alert. I write it every week free or through WND. The article I'm headlining this week is that Obama has already decided, it was announced at his press conference last week with Mexico's President Felipe Calderon, to allow the Mexican trucks to come back into the United States, to roll freely throughout the United States. Congress took the money away from this. In fact, Obama signed the executive order, signed the law, the defunding. It was in the $410 billion omnibus funding bill that President Obama signed in March 2009. Congress took away the money from the Department of Transportation to do this Mexican truck demonstration project. But Obama is allowing the Mexican trucks to come back into the United States under his own authority without any attempt at all to come to Congress to get authorization or seek approval.
Wow. Please continue.
Well, and then I've really tried to detail how what's going on now is a closer merging together with Canada on this perimeter, continental perimeter deal, and then building the infrastructure to integrate with Mexico. Now, another thing most people don't realize is that Janet Napolitano went down to Mexico on November 30th, the end of last year, and she signed an agreement on trusted travelers. The North American Trusted Traveler Program was put into place with Mexico. And what this does is it allows Mexicans to come and get a card. It looks like just an ATM card or a driver's license with your picture on it. It'll be a biometric card issued by the Department of Homeland Security. And Mexico is claiming something like 80 million Mexicans, which is about 8/10 of the country, is ultimately going to have these cards. Now, what you do with these cards is that when you come into a airport or port of entry, take a look at globalentry.gov, where you've got these terminals being put in place. They look like ATM machines. You take your Mexican Trusted Traveler North American card, you sweep it through the globalentry.gov terminal, you answer a few questions, and you walk in across the border. And Mexico has just demanded, they're putting into place a program where all children in the schools under age 19, which is probably going to be about 25 million children in Mexico, are going to be issued, they have to go get these biometric government-issued ID cards that have a picture, have a facial scan with full facial digital recognition, iris recognition built into the card, all 10 fingerprints. And this is the beginning of, you know, once the Mexican children get these IDs from the Mexican government, then they become trusted travelers in North America. This was another key program of the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America. I've been writing about it on WND in my Red Alert newsletter. Hardly anybody knows it's being put into place because Barack Obama's decided to go under the radar. He's taken down the website, spp.gov, but without announcing these big decisions in any major way, through the authority of the White House alone, Barack Obama is letting the Mexican trucks come into the United States, declaring a North American security border with Canada, and beginning the Trusted Traveler of North American program with Mexico.
They just continue to move ahead with this takeover, and I have a news article here in my stack, and I've seen similar ones over the years, over and over again in the Associated Press, you name it. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. Canada and the U.S. have signed an agreement that paves the way for the militaries from either nation to send troops across each other's borders during an emergency, but some are questioning why the government has kept silent on the deal. But then you bring up NLE-09 and open drills to use foreign troops to, quote, fight American terrorists, and Mexican troops going to New Orleans and during Katrina. I've been to the urban warfare drills. The role players at drill after drill with Marines and Army with foreign troops is American gun owners and libertarians. So there is a giant program going on preparing for war with the American people. And we need to stop denying that the bureaucracy's out of control, that this is high treason, that Bush committed an act of treason, signing the SPP in secret in 2005 in Waco, as you know, Dr. Corsi.
Right. I said that directly at the time.
And there's ongoing continuity of agenda. There's really no difference. And I mean, how do we stop this? I mean, now they're, you know, our troops are at their Olympics. Their troops are down here. I mean,
we've signed agreement under the Security and Prosperity Partnership with Mexico and Canada that if there is another breakout of influenza or avian flu or another health epidemic, the United States has agreed to go under UN authority and to work with a North American command to deal with the health emergency in the United States. We've already signed the agreement. And again, Bush signed the agreement as a one of these agreements with Mexico and Canada was never brought before Canada to Congress as a treaty. This is all being done under the radar. And when people like you or I'm saying here's the government websites. Go to globalentry.gov. I list the 20 airports where these terminals are being put into place, the Trusted Traveler terminals, Boston Logan, Dallas, Houston, Honolulu, JFK in New York. These are the major airports all around the country. The terminals are there. Globalentry.gov, government website shows that they're there. We point out government websites, and they still say we're the conspiracy theorists because the Obama administration, just like the Bush administration, does not want their globalist North American Union agenda exposed. And when we do expose it, Alex, they hit back by trying to do ad hominem attacks, calling us names, when the truth is that the real conspirators are the Bush administration, the Obama administration, Canada's government, Mexico's government. They're all working together to put in place the infrastructure of the North American Union without officially announcing it to the peoples of any of the three countries.
Now, how do we get the word out to people, though, that the same multinational corporations, Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, and others, Cisco, you name it, have openly helped China and India roll out their RFID national slave ID cards, that they're helping set that up here, that the hemispheric ID card out for 3 years is the North American real ID, that the TSA is the federal Gestapo, even congressmen now saying, yes, they're going to take over the streets of America. They are running checkpoints. They're having high-powered x-rays that they drive citizens under, where the TSA and TSA-trained police stand under. They're not even following OSHA rules on radiology. I mean, it's a brazen, full-out offensive against every form of liberty. And that's the one angle that they've got up on us, it seems, is that it's so crazy that even when it's in the news that they're training to bring in Mexican and Canadian troops to, quote, deal with American terrorists, that's Associated Press quote, that it's so crazy people can't even deal with it. I mean, it's almost like the reports of 500 years ago in 1492, when the islanders, the natives in the Americas would see sailing ships, they'd never seen anything like it, so some of them couldn't even see it. Even though it was right there, they couldn't see it because they had no psychological lexicon. Do you see what I'm saying, Dr. Corson?
I do, and what my approach has always been, Alex, when I'm reporting in WND and my books, I have another book out here soon that's going to be another big fight. I try to tell people, like with the Mexican trucks, I've been writing about this for years and saying both the Bush administration and the Obama administration, they're going to let Mexican trucks in. And people say, oh, no, the Teamsters Union and the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, they all supported Obama. The union supported Obama. Obama would never do the Teamsters in by letting Mexican trucks in the United States. They said, you don't understand. Obama doesn't care about the Teamsters. The globalist agenda. So now when the Mexican trucks do start rolling in the United States, I expect people to go back to the articles I wrote to see that this was what I was writing about, that I was predicting it and documenting it. Also, Alex, I'd like to think everything I write is well documented. I've got links in my articles. You can see the government websites. I'm interviewing the government authorities. I'm quoting them directly. Now, when you read one of my pieces, you yourself can go see the primary documents where the government indicates that, yes, the Mexican trucks are now going to come into the United States. Obama did do this. He's ignoring Congress. There's no congressional vote going to be held on this. Congress took away the money at the end of the Bush administration. Obama's not going to care. He's just going to say, we're going to do the Mexican trucks and let somebody stop us.
But when you call, Dr. Corsi, when you call this government, it's not even government now. It's
I don't care about the Constitution anymore, Alex.
It's not government. It's not even legitimate. I mean, take the case that came out 3 weeks ago that we've really dropped the ball on. We've covered it some. We have a new article by J.T. Coyote today on Infowars.com. BATFE, Secret Op Creates Terror in Mexican Border Towns. I knew this several years ago. 5 years ago, I had Sully Castillo, who was a former top DEA agent, actually set him up over this and sent him to prison for coming on this show and others. And he said, they're training Mexican drug cartels in South Texas. They're going to go after the cartels they don't control. The Mexican military is the main dealer. The CIA is training them. It's going to start. It's going to be a war down there. And the government shipping arms into Mexico to destabilize it. Now you have top ATF agents coming out valiantly in CBS News and saying, yes, we're ordered to let fully, auto weapons, 50 cal Barretts, everything.
Ordered in quantity.
In quantity, to Mexico, because they know that over 90% of the weapons were being bought from the Germans
and
sold to the military. I know I'm interrupting. I just want to state it. Sold to the military. So the military's selling to the cartels. Hardly any of it's from America. So the ATF sets up dealers and conduits to sell guns so they can trace them back to then try to take our guns.
Take away the Second Amendment.
I mean, this is Dr. Corsi, is this not a false flag that we caught Obama?
Of course it is. This whole idea of the ATF allowing guns to be sold to Mexico and then putting out reports that the guns are being smuggled into Mexico so as to limit the Second Amendment, this is a total government operation to destroy the Second Amendment. It's a false flag. But look, my new book coming out there, Alex, is going to be, where's the birth certificate? It's on the birth. We have a president.
By the way, I want to carry that book. Who do I call to carry those in bulk?
We'll get it. Joseph Ferrer is going to be published by WND. We'll make sure you get to carry the book.
Well, I'm not going to carry it unless I can carry it out of the gates, though. How do I do that?
Well, we'll make sure. I'll work with your producer. We'll get it set up right now. It's going to be published on May 17th. 2 months out from publication, the book has already been on the.
But again, the fact that they know there's questions about his providence and where he came from, that's all part of this precedent.
It is. They don't care. The White House doesn't regard. The Obama administration doesn't care about the Constitution. This NPR interview that was done by, this James.
It shows they're like childlike cults where they just sit around making fun of people.
The NPR admits they're not going to cover the birther story, even though NPR is sitting at that table saying, we know that there's validity here. We know Barack Obama cannot prove that he is a natural-born citizen of the United States. They know it. They just won't cover it.
And here they are, secretly taped, admitting it.
It's the same thing with the guns. You know, and that's why I think my book is already going to be a bestseller for the pre-publication sales. Take a look at Amazon.com. Take a look on Barnes & Noble. We'll get it up on your site right away. I'll work with your producer.
Yeah, it needs to be up next week if it's already in pre-sale, because I want to get it out. But just in closing, Dr. Corsi, going back to this gun issue, shouldn't we start a movement to call for impeachment of Obama?
Absolutely. Because this is total disregard for the Constitution.
The government is selling the guns to the cartels to then blame it on America and the Second Amendment. That staged terror.
And coming out with reports saying these guns are being smuggled into Mexico, therefore we need to have gun control in the United States.
Terrorism.
All the while it's the government doing it.
I mean, how many times, Doctor, do we have to catch them creating the crisis to realize this is a group of ruthless crooks? And if they're going to commit 100 crimes, why not commit 10,000 or 10 million?
Well, let's go interview the Teamsters Union and see how they feel having supported Barack Obama. Now Barack Obama is letting the Mexican trucks in the United States. Barack Obama does not care that, you know, about 93% of all motor carriers in the United States have fewer than 20 trucks in their fleets. Wait till U.S. companies, big companies, start going down to Mexico and operating as Mexican trucking companies.
No, it's over. It's part of the race to the bottom, and it won't help Mexico either. Dr. Corsi, always great having you on. Let's have you on next week or 2 weeks from now, loving. Let's and I want to get that book and carry it. Where's the birth certificate? Thank you for coming on with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Alex. I look forward to it.
You bet. Take care, buddy. We'll be right back. More news straight ahead. Lindsay Williams.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
Coming right up at the start of the hour. We're going to have open phones for him. I want to finish up with some statements on the unions and some other important news, but We told you there was going to be global food riots a decade ago when dollar devaluation happened, when they prepared to implode that global currency and bring in the new cashless system. You'll still have paper money. It'll just be digitally controlled at the IMF World Bank level. Now that's all public. How did we know? We had the Trilateral Commission and UN and IMF World Bank public reports. They trust that you don't read this stuff. We did. It's all public. That's what's so frustrating. The foreign troops to take our guns. It's in the newspaper. It doesn't exist. I'm a kook. Taking the veterans' death benefits. It's in Bloomberg. The vets are having their money taken. And when they go to their local group asking for help, they say, it's unpatriotic to ask for your death benefits. Get out of here. Red, white, and blue. It's just all this shallow mindlessness. What did I tell you in the last 2 years? That they were going to implode the world economy, implode the Middle East, and then blame it on the Arabs and oil. And now they're all over the news. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, The Economist, just as the world was recovering, oil as a time bomb with the fuse burning. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's all scripted. I mean, do we even tell you exactly what they're going to do with exact numbers? And then people try to sit there and nitpick. We know what we're talking about. The global government's out in the open. It's real. They've gone from laughing at us about chemtrails to admitting it and saying it's good. They've gone from laughing at us saying they're putting lithium and things in the water to saying, yeah, we're doing it. It's for your own good. Do you realize all over the country they add uranium and other isotopes to the water? And it's even in the mainstream news and nobody gets in trouble. Yeah, we're adding uranium. Die! The public's like, you bet. Give me some more. I ain't going to listen to that conspiracy theorist tell me uranium ain't no good. I like my uraniums. And then you got all these union people financed by the Democrats, one arm of the New World Order, running in and demanding higher taxes and the looting of the middle class, when that's what the IMF and World Bank and Federal Reserve have called for because they get the money. You don't have a real lobby, dum-dums. You're not going to get it. Even if you were average thieves who wanted to take what's left of the middle class's money, for all your government largesse, do you understand we're bankrupt? And I've said, cutting your goodies isn't going to fix anything. You got to write off that $1.5 quadrillion. I mean, if Michael Moore came out and said, arrest the head of Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, write off the $1.5 quadrillion, abolish the Federal Reserve, I would fall down on my knees and lick his boots. I don't enjoy up here bashing him, but he has to be bashed. He's up there posing as a populist saying, the money is a collective resource. Did people in communist China or Soviet Russia or Nazi Germany get part of the collective resource? No, you don't get it. You don't get a free lunch. And the end of the free ride is coming to an end, folks, okay? So we're almost out of time for this hour. I hope folks will visit InfoWars.com and buy some of the books, the videos, the materials. We're not like the government. We don't come with a gun and take your money and then use it against you. We ask for you to support us by getting the new book, Big Brother. Martin Dice's new book, exclusively available at InfoWars.com, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Excellent new book. You can get these very handsome You Are the Resistance, InfoWars.com bumper stickers. All the orders, get a free citizen rule book. Fall of the Republic, Obama Deception, Invisible Empire, Endgame. You may know all about this stuff. You may be 100% aware of all this information. But I assure you, your friends and family aren't. Now is the time to wake them up. Get the books and videos at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.